This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With a nod to the fact that nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out this week, there is an economic reality here that needs to be recognized. According to the ratings people at Nielsen, who looked at digital and physical album sales as well as streaming numbers, hip-hop and R&B have replaced rock as this country's most popular music genres. But as so often happens, there is a twist, because what Nielsen didn't consider is how much money people spend on concerts. And when it comes to live shows, rock and roll is still the king. Rock concerts accounted for more than half of the $5 billion generated by last year's highest grossing live tours. Neil Shah wrote about rock and revenue for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
When was the last time you were at a rock concert?
Probably pretty recently. I went to a show at the Warsaw to see a band called Always, along with Snail Mail and Hatchie.
Okay, so it will surprise nobody listening to this program that I don't know who any of those bands are. But but it gets to the point of that's where the money is, really.
Right. Hip-hop and R&B have been dominant culturally for many years now. Commercially speaking, rap has really taken over the industry over the last couple of years. So there tends to be this huge focus, rightly so, on rap and its importance right now. But the thing is, a huge part of the music industry is the other side of the industry, not just the recorded music side, but the live side. And something that's kind of been kind of obscured lately is how significant rock still is for live music.
Is it just because rock and roll has been around so much longer than rap and hip hop and all the rest?
There are several reasons. Rock also crosses generations in a way that rap doesn't. At a rock concert, you could have a younger millennial, a Gen Z music fan who's curious about a particular act. And then, of course, you're going to get 20-somethings, 30-somethings, 40-somethings, 50-somethings. But it's more complicated than that. Guns N' Roses, an older act from the 80s, from the 80s and 90s,
yes.
Guns N' Roses is playing stadiums and is playing arenas. Public Enemy, NWA, also from the 80s, are not. So one significant thing is some of the classic, legacy, pioneering rap acts aren't playing big venues.
All right. A lot of questions actually come out of that. The first is going to a live show is a disposable income kind of thing, right? Do rock and roll show fans tend to have more disposable income than the folks who would go to see, say, NWA?
It is the case that those younger fans of hip hop have less disposable cash. So what happens is the economics for an act like Juice WRLD, who's on top of the charts with this song Lucid Dreams right now, are different. If you had this lengthy, sprawling tour hitting a second tier, third tier cities across the U.S., it's not going to work because there aren't going to be enough people to come to that show. Whereas maybe a rock act who has older fans with more cash in their pocket could make the economics work.
So let's go back even farther. Eventually, Mick Jagger is going to die.
Right.
And eventually, rock and roll fans now who are 50 and 60 and remembering it from the youth are going to stop going. Is that going to change the dynamic?
Many people I've talked to feel like this is an elephant in the room for the live music industry. And once the Rolling Stones and the Paul McCartneys go, it is a question, can the newer acts replace the older acts? And can the newer acts in their old age generate the kind of money that the Stones do? Remember, the Rolling Stones back in the 70s, they didn't make that much money from albums and even live. They make more money now than they ever did back in the day.
Wow.
So the question is that a historical anomaly tied to rock in the 20th century or not? And one way that the industry is shifting is placing a little bit more focus on festivals and on smaller venues.
Right. And then you roll all of that in with streaming and subscription downloads and other ways that people can get it besides a live event,
right,
and it all changes.
Right.
Neil Shah at the Wall Street Journal. Neil, thanks a lot.
Thanks.